The City of Jackson's Visitors and Conventions Commission reminds us to shop locally. From our wide selection of national retail chains to our unique downtown shops, Jackson is a great place to spend the day, catch an exhibit, or grab some lunch or dinner from one of our national restaurant chains or local eateries. Spend the night in one of our national chain hotels. No matter what your plans, the City of Jackson and Jackson County in the rolling hills of Southern Ohio is a great way to spend the day. Just a friendly reminder from the City of Jackson Visitors and Conventions Commission.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Main Street TV right here on Main Street TV Facebook and the Telegram, YouTube, and all of our other socials. We're also live on, I think I already said, YouTube. So you can check all of that out right here. And today we're going to be doing a whole episode about a thing that I started a few years ago. So if you've been a viewer for a long time, then you probably remember me and Jen talking all about how I started my own media team. And somehow it just had a ripple effect into an actual class. So I've been spending a lot of time this year advising, and I've talked about that a good bit on the show, as well as doing Ryo Media and college life. But today I figured I'd go ahead and bring in some of the leaders of the show, of my media team. So go ahead and introduce yourself, guys.
Hi, I'm Jacob Tilley.
I'm Aiden Rippeth.
And Aiden Rippeth, that is a familiar face to you, I'm sure. Salesman Jim, the one and only. He was also Balthy, so if you ever watched that episode where Balthy came in, you never see Salesman Jim and Balthy in the same room, do you?
No, I haven't seen them in the same room personally.
I haven't either. It's one of the great mysteries of life.
No wonder.
And right here is the living non-purple Thanos. So if you guys remember that, when we released the entire episode of Endgame here on the show, he was the one who played Thanos. And behind the camera, go and introduce yourself, Corbin.
I'm Corbin Wilbur, and I'm one of the founders of the group with Dylan, and I'll be on in a bit.
He also played Corbin, so
that's true. I did.
Corbin played
and
Corbin.
I died.
Yeah, he totally died, man. Yeah. He fell apart right at the end there.
Played Corbin really well, though.
Yeah, he was very accurate to the character.
Really,
a very good portrayal of the character Corbin.
Costumes were very good too.
Right. Yeah, you looked just like him.
Yeah. You couldn't tell the difference. I didn't play anyone. I always just directed.
You're just the cameraman. Directed.
Yeah.
You played one of the media warriors in the original Wizard skit.
Yeah, but all I did was just stand there and I went, "Whoa."
True.
And being in the whole acting domain, these guys have also participated in a few drama productions. I know I mentioned Balthy, but he didn't just play Balthy. Who were you again?
Last year, during our school's spring musical, I was an ensemble member for Seussical. This year, during the fall play, I played, Tall Man? It was a parody of Harry Potter, so I played Tall Man, who was Hagrid, and...
Tall Man was Hagrid?
Tall Man was Hagrid.
That is amazing. And I can see you playing in a Hagrid. I can totally see that.
I mean, I got the beard for it, I think.
You're a wizard, Perry.
I wish.
Did you actually say that line?
No. I think my only line as Hagrid was, "Okay." And that was it.
That was it? I think I remember Hagrid saying a lot more than, "Okay."
Yeah. I also played a very... a proud Russian man.
What?
Yeah.
I should have watched this.
It was awesome. I got to go on stage and scream about winning.
Wait, were you like excited? Like, "Oh my God, I won." Or were you just
I have
to win or something?
"I win for me."
What the heck? This sounds like an awesome play.
It was pretty fun.
Did it like make fun of itself in some ways?
It was making fun of itself, and it was making fun of Harry Potter.
That is great.
It was great.
I should have seen that. What did you do in it, Tilly?
So last year I was in the pit for Seussical, the musical. And for the fall play this year, I played a guy named Zach Smith. So I was a couple teachers, but that wasn't the best part. And so with Zach Smith, we went out for the middle schoolers, and I ended up saying Netflix and chill as one of my lines. They started busting out laughing.
I can imagine so.
And Kathy ended up getting mad. The middle school principal, Mark Berman, ended up texting her.
Oh.
I nearly got kicked out of drama.
Was that one of your lines, or did you just say that?
No, the entire thing was improv. Like, I could say whatever I wanted there within reason.
Yeah.
The thing about this play is, well, there were a few things we had to cut out. And so I got the bright idea to just say, one of my friends told me to go all out for it that day. I went all out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I remember when I was in drama, I mainly focused on media. But when I was in drama club, I played, what was it, Dirt Merchant number? No, I was just straight up Dirt Merchant. There was no number.
You're also Crab.
I was Crab Person number two. So I went out there and I sold dirt, and I was not a good salesman, guys. I struggled. I was so nervous on stage because there's just so many people in drama that are like, all the eyes are on you. And it just scared the crap out of me. So Dirt Merchant was like, dirt for sale.
Dirt for sale.
But Crab Person, I got lucky because the little antler things fell in front of my eyes. So I couldn't see anyone. So I just went all out as that character. I almost fell a few times, but I did so much better.
Fair.
Crab Person was such a fun character to play.
Hey, Dylan, don't forget Card Soldier number two.
I was Card Soldier number two. I almost lost my head.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys know what it's like when you almost lose your head.
He died off screen.
I did die off screen. They chased me off and I died.
That's scary.
But then I magically appeared at the end for a happy ending.
Of course.
Just respawn.
They got his reboot card.
I did. All right, guys. So tell the audience, what exactly is creative media? I mean, I know, but tell them.
So basically, creative media is a team that, in a class now, as Dylan mentioned, mm-hmm. and we do podcasting for the esports team from Minecraft, which hasn't been a Minecraft team this year, but Apex, Overwatch, things like that, Smash Bros, biggest one right there. And what is our favorite thing or part of that is that we make skits that are seen on the show every Friday that the actual media team does. And it's something that a lot of people look forward to that love and Dylan and Corbin started. And so we got to reap the benefits of that and get to go out on our own. So it's been a lot of fun this year.
Yeah, that's great. And I remember when I did it, there was, I've never seen myself at that angle before.
Oh. I'll switch it.
That just surprised me. But yeah, when I was doing all that, one of my favorite memories of the act, like making the skits and like getting everything rolling, was when we were behind the scenes, like behind the whole curtain at the lunchroom, and we were getting the show running, and Corbin would like manage it the whole time. And when I was sitting out there, I would just wait for the video to start, and everyone's reactions to it was just the best thing to see. They would just, like, I don't know how to explain it other than just it was kind of like a feeling, just everyone watching the work you put in all come out at once. But the funniest thing I remember was when the video was playing, and then it just stopped, and I was like, what's happening? And then I saw the mouse go up and it closed out of the whole video. And I was like, no, everyone was so hyped for it. And I ran up and Corbin was like, oh, I thought it was over. And I was like, no, it was halfway through.
Oh, yeah. Not going to say much, but somebody come backstage and started talking to me.
So. He got distracted. So what all do you do besides just like the skits themselves? Like what does Aiden do? What does Tilly do?
Well, outside of acting in skits, I mainly just try to plan and come up with new ideas for new skits. So we have like a string of ideas to look forward to or prepare for the future. So we just have them on standby. So if we need to, you know, work on something this week, we already have something from last week. So we're all good there.
So the idea, man, basically.
Yeah, basically. I mean, that's kind of my whole thing.
I mean, he looks good.
He looks like a salesman.
I'd like to think so.
He looks like a Jim too.
He does look like Jim.
Does my name? Do I look like my name is Jim?
You do. If I look at you, I think Jim.
It's Jim.
I mean, awesome. I could also see something maybe like I don't know, Matthew or something.
Matthew.
I could see a Matthew.
Salesman Matthew.
Salesman Matthew.
Yeah. We're retconning Salesman Jim's name. It's Matthew now.
That'd be an interesting change. Doesn't quite click the same, though. Salesman Matthew or Salesman Jim.
Doesn't run off the tongue.
No, it doesn't. Salesman Jim just comes out. Right. Salesman Matthew just feels like it's starting to come out, and then it just like gets into a train wreck.
Right.
So what exactly is like your role there? What all do you do?
I take more of an acting directing role, like as we're filming, just giving some insight and new ideas like as we are filming. And here lately, I've been taking over a lot of the editing, staying after school, putting in the hours.
So being an editor, what has been your biggest editing project so far?
Definitely Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol?
We had probably about 8 hours in that.
8 hours?
8 hours of editing.
Oh my God. Me and Corbin only spent we probably did like 16 for Endgame.
Worked overtime.
But still, I mean, you got half that in one project. That's insane.
I wasn't aware
of the detail
that there was a feature. You know how we did where he's going into a dream state?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware that there was a feature to where you can have like the keyframes and it would do that for you. So I went frame by frame for about 8-9 seconds. And that ended up taking about 40 minutes on itself. And also the red eyes going frame for frame. That took quite a bit of time too. So
flashbacks to the Reagan eyes.
Oh, the Reagan eyes, man. Yeah. That was the hardest project I ever worked on.
What is the Reagan eyes?
Well, when we made Runaway Reagan 4, the only way we could get the actor Reagan to agree to doing it, because he was kind of burnt out on the series because we did a whole 3-parter. And when we came back and we're like, look, people want a Runaway Reagan 4. He was just like, I don't think I want to do it because we already told the story. Like, what is there left to tell? And we were like, all right, hear us out. So we want to have like the biggest battle of the century. We want it to be a really big deal, massive, huge fight. And he's like, well, if you're going to give powers, the only way I'll do this series is if you give me the power of the Monarch of Chaos. And I'm like, what is the Monarch of Chaos? And he's like, look, all you need to do is change my eyes to red. And I was like, well,
it's purple and yellow.
Purple and yellow. Well, we were like, okay, I bet we can do that. So I looked up a YouTube tutorial on how to change someone's eye collars. And oh my God, it's frame by frame.
Yep.
And you turn the collar. So, and you have to select just that part of the collar because otherwise it'll tint the whole screen. Mm. So I was like, this is horrible. It looks like that. Like that. It was rough, man. Had to go through the entire freaking like 14 minutes or whatever. Maybe it was 5. I can't remember how long it was. But we had to go through that entire process and change the Reagan eyes. And eventually, because I only had like an hour to edit, if that, a day. So eventually I was like, all right, Corbin, I want you to take on this project. And because Corbin had like a whole 3 hours or so just straight of editing. And I told him to go through and change the entire eye collar. And then I come back like the next day and he's just like, Dylan, I can't do it. It's terrible. It's the worst thing I've ever had to edit. And it keeps running into these mistakes. And every time I make one change, it takes like 20 minutes to load it.
One of the few things I ever just like backed out on in editing was that.
Yeah. So it did not work for us. And that was the Reagan eyes. And we will never do the Reagan eyes again. Whatever you do, don't do Reagan eyes, guys.
I ended up doing one eye for myself over 8 seconds. And I was like, that just took me over half an hour to do that. I'm done. Yeah. That's it.
No more.
It's terrible, man. I mean, editing is fun, filming is fun, but don't take on those little tiny projects like that that for some reason take hours and hours. And I end up having to do it again, but for the superpowers. So instead of changing just the eye collar, I had to change a whole person. So I made Corbin, like, I think red or something, blue or something like that.
It was blue for a while, and we both worked on that.
Yeah, but. And then I turned Jim into blue, purple. And I turned you into, I think, purple, too. I can't remember exactly.
I think I was pink, wasn't I?
No, I think that was for your transformation sequence.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome, though.
Transformation was easy to do.
Yeah, maybe you were pink. I can't remember. It's not that long ago, but it feels like a long time ago.
It's like a darker pink. Like, yeah.
So as you guys know, in the past, we've showed all of my skits on here. So I'm going to let them show their skit that took him a solid 8 hours along with the rest of the team and 30 minutes for the eyes alone.
Do we have 8 hours of work to show for it? No, but that was the first video I had ever edited.
Yeah.
And so it's your figuring everything
project.
Out.
Those first projects are something.
It's the experience that counts.
So go ahead and play that chord.
Sorry I'm late, Mr. Scrooge. Merry Christmas.
Bah, humbug.
But surely you don't mean that. It's Christmas.
I mean it wholeheartedly. Christmas is worthless. Just people buying gifts for each other and being happy for no reason, spending money on worthless things. And the homeless, they have a place to stay. I pay my taxes.
Oh, so glad the day is finally over.
Who are you?
I'm the ghost of Christmas past.
Ghost of Christmas past? What is that?
I don't actually know, but basically, I'm just here to tell you about your past so you can learn about the joys of Christmas.
You're telling me about my own past?
Yes.
So that I can enjoy Christmas?
Yes.
Knowing that I hate Christmas?
Yes.
That's blasphemy.
Ah, there's two more after me, so.
Bah, humbug, away with you.
No.
What do you mean, no? That was a weird dream. What?
I am the ghost of Christmas present. Come with me. Come with me, Mr. Scrooge. All your life, you've been blinded by your past.
No.
And it has affected your present.
I don't think it has. I'm rich.
You see that boy over there?
Yes.
The man you enslaved? That is his son.
Actually, he works 10 cents an hour, which is pretty good.
10 cents an hour?
Yes. The average is 2 cents an hour.
The ghost of Christmas future could buy a Jolly Rancher with that. You see the size of that turkey lot? A family of six. How's the share? How's the share? How's the share? How's the share?
At this time, old man. Wait, is that my grave?
Poor Ebenezer. He never learned his lesson.
I'm dead? How? How can I not die? I want to live to keep my money. How?
You must become a better man.
In what regard? Christmas! Hey, that's it! I get it now! I believe in Christmas! It's Christmas! I haven't missed it yet!
I'm so sorry, I'm late, Mr. Scrooge. And then I was getting presents for my son.
It's fine. Shut up. Merry Christmas. It's Joshua. You get a raise
to 11 cents.
Why, thank you, sir. Why are you in the Christmas spirit?
I saw a certain someone, and he showed me that Christmas is important.
That's great.
Also, your son's gonna die.
What? Whenever he said your son's gonna die.
Yeah, no, I think at the very last second, Josh.
You have the main mix up.
Oh, yeah. I didn't turn it down.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, so Corbin's running it, and I can't see what's happening over there, so I was just making sure.
Yeah,
what was it about the kid?
About what?
His son.
Oh, yeah, at the end of the skit, Kyson and Josh are talking, and Josh goes to turn to go do his work, and Kyson's like, oh, yeah, your son's going to die. And then just cut.
So those characters, one of them was Scrooge, and that was played by Kyson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So explain to everyone what Kyson's role is in all this.
In all this, Kyson kind of just fills in the roles that we need him to. This time he was the main role, but
he's really evolved as an actor. Like, yeah, when we started that skit, I was like, Kyson, I need a little bit more of this. And then I was amazed. Like, he just went off, and I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, he seemed to have the voice down pretty well. I don't know that I could do a Scrooge voice.
We filmed the first scene, and he didn't do the voice. And then we got to the second scene, he's like, I need to listen to this YouTube video, and then I can do the voice. Like, I know the voice, but I don't remember it. I'm like, okay. And he listens to it, and then he just comes up with this voice that sounds like he's a 70-year-old man who's been smoking his entire life. And it's so great.
I want to keep my money.
I pay my Mr. taxes. Davis, we're ready for you. Get in here.
Get it now. Christmas.
Oh, yeah, your son's going to die. Go away. Go away.
That did catch me off guard the first time when I heard it. I watched the whole video, and then I just hear that part, and I'm like, what? Was that part of the script, or did he just throw that in?
What part? Was it or was it not? This about your son dying. I think Kyson just came up with that.
I think he came up with that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is pretty random that his son just randomly dies in the middle of the skit.
Well, I mean, we made a parody of the actual Christmas Carol, and so he ends up changing his life to where the boy will live. That's what really gets to him and seeing himself dead. But Kyson just took on this role that he didn't care, and he just wanted to keep his money, and that was the reason he decided that Christmas was a good thing. So your son's gonna die.
Yeah. And that's dark but hilarious. So talk about some of your projects this year beyond just the Christmas Carol. Like, what all have you done so far?
Well, what's the most recent thing we've done?
The most recent thing we've done was probably Preston's Ghost 2 that wasn't holiday or Thanksgiving themed. Right. We had, this is a bit, we had a, you remember, I'm sure you guys have heard about it. There was a bomb threat at the high school.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I think I heard about that.
And we ended up having a skit that was Home Alone, and we spent, what, probably a good week and a half filming that?
Right.
Like, it was pretty good. And we had it edited. It was ready to upload. The day we were going to upload it, bomb threat. Mm-hmm. And the reason that we couldn't publish the video is because at the end of the scene, at the end of the skit, they blow up. And so Mr. Ripeth just ended up saying, yeah, we can't have that. So
yeah,
we had a week and a half, 2 week pause where we didn't upload anything. I would say we were pretty devastated. We were like, of all the times for that to happen.
Be sure to keep that because, I mean, you never know when you might be able to use it next year.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, that sucks, guys.
Awkward timing.
Yeah. We can circle back to that in a moment. I believe Corbin may have a somewhat story to a similar project that ended up being discarded. But we have another project of ours that we had a similar situation where we spent a good time working on it and editing it. I had no involvement whatsoever, but I know Corbin worked on it pretty hard with Josh. And it was a video of Corbin being a pirate, essentially. And if you have that, Corbin, you can play it on the show today if you can pull that off somewhere. like a OneDrive or a Google Drive or something?
There is the lost episode version I have on Google Drive, and if I can get on the Google Drive on here, I could probably pull it up. But yeah, it was never finished. I could talk about that though.
Yeah, we can circle back to that in a bit, but that's something we can get to. I had no involvement on that, but I know they spent a good bit of time on it, and I know Josh is your current cameraman and assistant director, and that was his first project.
Dang.
We actually had a pretty fun story of how Josh got involved. I was hoping he would talk about it today, but Josh didn't end up making it.
No.
But
so Dylan, there was a certain thing you said that there was a story you were going to tell today.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to get to that?
Because in the latter half, yeah.
Oh, okay.
In the latter half of the show.
I'm excited for that.
But yeah, Josh, his first project was the pirate video lost episode. And it's kind of like the SpongeBob lost episode where Patchy's like sailing across the sea to try and get to the lost episode of SpongeBob.
It's
pretty similar to that.
And it's just a walk cycle.
Yeah. Awesome. But so Josh, I think it was Daniel Schumacher. He was part of our team last year, and he came to one of our recruitment little meetings, and he said, I have someone who I think wants to join, and he brought Josh, and then I never heard from Josh again. He came to that one meeting, and that was it. And then we needed members, and a few people were going to Buckeye Hills, and one of those was Daniel.
And so you forced him into it?
Well, yeah, basically. I was like, I need members, and I was like, who's that guy? And I asked Daniel, what's his name? And he told me, and I tracked him down. I found him in band. I went around to every person. Where's Josh? Do you know who Josh is? I need to find Josh. And then finally I found him, and I was like, look, I need members for next year. I won't be here anymore. Join the team. And then he was like, maybe.
I honestly don't remember how I got involved. Like, it's more like a...
Disney.
Yeah, it's a distant memory.
Well, at this point, from what I remember, Disney. We had a Minecraft team. And we needed a substitute player. So Landon walked up to you and said, hey, Tilly, substitute. And you were like, okay. And then I messaged you and said, hey, are you willing to substitute this week? And you were like, yeah, I guess. And then you started showing up to our substitute things. And then finally I was just like, hey, do you want to join the team? And then we happened to run into each other at Disney. And I spent the whole time semi-mentoring you into the role.
My phone ended up going dead at Disney. So I was just looking around for a group to hang out with, and I was like, hey, it's Dylan and Corbin.
Yeah.
And that ended up being, well, I mean, really, that changed my entire outlook of high school, like that one day. So that was great. I remember.
Yeah. And then Aiden was a similar situation where I just ran into him and was like, hey, you should join the team. And then I semi-mentored him into the role.
Yep.
So, Corbin, do you have any of those pictures of all those times with Aiden and his involvement on the team?
Oh, yeah. Let me bring some of that up.
His gym photos, or what you might call history.
Let's see. Let's see if this is the one. Oh, here's us creating Get Good Gamer Spray.
Nice.
Original spray.
Classic.
Lost. Never to be found again.
That was the janitor's bottle. We lost it.
We never returned the janitor's bottle.
We only did it for that one skip, but we just kept it in the media room for some reason.
Again, here's him putting tape on the bottle after I drew the picture. And the
creation of the bottle.
I see.
My hair is so much shorter in there.
Uh-oh. Yeah, this was the live skit we were working on, and we never ended up doing it.
Yeah. This was going to be like...
my active directing.
Yeah. I think it was going to be Charlie, the janitor. He was going to chase me on that like little... that thing he rides. I don't know what it's called. And it was going to be like Indiana Jones.
Oh, those were two separate projects. There was the live skit recap of every skit of the year. And that's what we were currently thinking of. And then shortly after that, we ran into Charlie, and Cole said, hey, what if you were to chase him on that giant thing? And then that's where the Indiana Jones is created.
Were you guys doing that, like, as did you guys say you were going to do a skit to everybody, or were you just going to have him just start chasing Corbin and like just have everybody watching like, what's going on?
We kind of planned it, kind of didn't. It was sort of a in the moment kind of idea.
It was more just like ideas. Plot, like points to hit.
Yeah.
This is another Get Good Gamer Spray. This one kind of looks like, I don't know, it looks like a very historical moment to me.
I think that's when you were drawing a picture of Jim.
Yeah.
Compare this photo to the founding fathers writing the Constitution.
Exactly. And this is just like a clip from Runaway Reagan, Battle of the Century. It's fun. Kind of cool. So we got this. Corbin and Jim.
The foam finger. Weapon of choice.
Exactly. The only weapon you get. That's the thing.
That was my only option.
And, yeah.
Oh, banana.
It's Michael with the banana.
Banana. He just became such like a crucial character of the series.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Kaisen that we mentioned earlier is technically the banana reincarnate in a way. Go watch our channel. See that?
Right. I made the grave mistake of one time doing an ad and having the banana talk.
Yeah. Banana doesn't talk. Except for in the one scene where...
Banana?
Yep. Banana.
I was like, Kaisen, it'll be okay. We're just doing an ad. This isn't a skit. Like, it'll be all right.
What is no. this?
Oh, yeah, this is, remember the fishing team promo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he I fished screamed.
Up Jim.
Fished up Jim.
That was a good skit.
It was hard to edit, though, because we didn't actually use, like, the green screen for some reason. I can't remember why.
Yeah, we made a mistake.
Wow. Let's see what else we got here.
That's awesome.
Oh, yes, cool. This.
That was cool.
This was the introduction of Salesman Jim.
How long did it take you to edit this?
Dakota did it. Dakota. Yeah, this is before I took over editing. Somewhere around Moon Match, I started to take over editing. Mm. And
man, that was such a like an crazy big introduction for Salesman Jim.
I know.
I love how instead of just saying like a year and a half ago, we all just use the timeline of videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was pre-in-game. This was post-in-game.
Pre-in-game times.
Pretty much.
This was pre-in-game and pre-Runaway Reagan, but post-Corbin's late for school.
No one's going to understand what we just said.
Somewhere around the time the release of Charge.
Yep.
We divide it into, like, sagas and stuff, so it's...
This is like Star Wars, but the own universe. Like,
it really is. Then we got like here's you know some stuff from podcast. This was our me and Dylan's junior year.
Hey,
and
speaking of Endgame, you want to go ahead and play the segment from Endgame?
Oh, sure.
That way our viewers are kind of refreshed on what happened.
Yeah, this is yeah.
Think about it.
There we are.
Hey. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the birth of Kaisen Banana.
Yeah.
He had an interesting upbringing.
That was fun.
It's kind of sort of a clone of the other banana, but like not.
Yeah, he just he got like destroyed the big banana, and then that was what was left.
It's like Groot.
Yeah, like baby Groot.
Pretty much.
Do we have any other endgame clips?
Not of endgame, but we got some other like videos and stuff. You guys want to watch Jim Halloween, which Jim ended Halloween. Up being, oh, well, maybe.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It ended up being our like most viewed non-short video ever somehow. And I'll play that if you guys want.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Yeah.
Wait, Mr. Jason. I just want to sell you my products.
I'm Salesman Jim.
Amount of times we had to record me and Wade going into that elevator and me screaming.
Yeah. The amount of times you had to do that.
We had to talk to the office and say, we're nothing's happening. We're just recording.
Yeah. Then we wanted to do Wade's scream, but I was like, I don't think we should have him scream. Let's just put in some high-pitched girl audio, just the high-pitched squeal. It ended up working so well.
Dylan, would you like to tell the viewers how we actually came up with that?
You have to remind me.
So pretty much it was earlier this year, me and Dylan were at Ryo, and for the most part, you know, they're off doing their own thing over at Jackson High School, but we got the idea to do a new skit because me and Dylan were going into the elevator at Ryo, and it just like I think it wouldn't open.
Oh yeah.
And that was like really concerning, and we were like, oh, what if there was like a, you know, a killer behind there, like Jason Voorhees just came out and like chased us down the hallway. And then we got the idea, well, Salesman Jim. Jason. Yes. And then we immediately called, I think it was, we called you, Aiden, and told you about this idea. Nap, by the way. Yeah, and we were like, dude, we got this amazing idea. And we were like sitting, I was sitting in my car in the Ryo parking lot. Like my door was open, Dylan was standing beside me, and we were doing this. And yeah, we explained it to Aiden, and then we immediately called Josh because I think for some reason you were out, Tilly. So like Josh's
phone was gone, so he was MIA for like 3 months.
I think Dylan was like, I was going to leave, and he caught me before he left, and he's like, "Can you stay?" I'm like, I don't remember what I had, but I had to go.
Yeah,
probably something banned.
Band drama,
or
some.
Oh, it probably was drama. Yeah, I had to play Minecraft. Sorry, guys.
But yeah, that's pretty much how it happened. Like, and then Dylan went in like the next day or so, and helped them film that.
Yeah.
Just imagine as they're explaining to me with half shut eyes, just laying there with the phone next to me. What?
And we were so hyped about it too, and we're out in the cold just sitting by his car just telling this whole story to you, and then called Josh.
Yeah, once I woke up I thought it was a fun idea.
It was,
yeah.
I like how when Tilly was MIA, it was like summoning the like alternate methods of getting a project produced. Like, okay, let's get a hold of the actor and the ideas guy. Okay, let's get a hold of the assistant director.
Go around, do all these things.
It was fun. But it ended up being a fun project, and somehow it ended up being like our highest viewed regular video, which like
like 430 now.
Yeah, it just keeps climbing, and I don't understand how. And that's the crazy thing about YouTube videos. You think they're done, and then out of the blue, they can skyrocket like 3 years later.
Right.
Just the algorithm decides like, oh, this is a Halloween video. We'll put it in this person's feed. And then they're like, oh, this got like 20 views. Let's boost it. And it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the first time we actually uploaded a video that got a bunch of views. It was a short, but it was like the short of just me slipping on the banana peel from Runaway Reagan 3.
Yeah, it's called Scene from Runaway Reagan 3.
And I remember Dylan called me and he was like, this has 3.4 thousand views. And I'm like, what?
Blown away.
And we kept checking it. It was just going up each time we like refreshed the page. Like, dang.
So one of the things about Salesman Jim, he has a very recognizable voice.
Yeah.
And because of that, I want Salesman Jim, not Aiden Rippeth, but Salesman Jim, to read the weather.
Oh. Salesman Jim.
Salesman Jim weather.
You told me I had to read the weather, not
Salesman Jim. No, Salesman Jim has to read the weather.
Yes.
Oh. So, Corbin, you can go ahead and put that up.
Now introducing Salesman Jim.
All righty. Well.
You
good? Okay. Well, hi, I'm Salesman Jim, and I'm here to tell us, you, about the weather. Today is Tuesday, January 2nd. We're looking at 41 degrees high and a 25 low. It'll be a little cloudy today, and it'll stay that way through Thursday. Temperature relatively the same. Oh,
what are you doing? Keep going.
Really, it's staying that way through Friday. Then Saturday and Sunday, we have chances of rain. Temperature still remaining pretty high. Well, for winter, it's pretty high. The Monday will be returning to very high weather with little chance for low weather.
Was that all the weather?
Yeah.
That was really quick.
For the week.
I was planning on more time. Sorry about this.
Nah. Never read the weather like that before.
Some interesting weather.
Yeah, it's relatively the same, except for 2 days where we get a chance of rain. Finally.
The wind will also be blowing to the west.
That's true.
I want snow.
It'll be blowing west, southwest, northwest, east for 2 days, then back to west.
I'm out of breath. Yeah, let's scooch in a bit so we can let Corbin in. There we go. So yeah, this is the members of the team we managed to gather. We're all together in one place. This doesn't happen a lot.
No.
Not since graduation.
I think the last time was before break. I mean,
they've been at the high school. Aiden's just chronically absent.
Every time we're there, you're gone.
Yeah.
It's only like every other day. No, I'm
just... We actually did a skit about that. Aiden... He's actually a heart surgeon. That's why he doesn't show up.
Yeah, no, we did a whole skit on reasons as to why I'm not at school. Salesman Jim, not at school.
He also mentally abused a kid, but we couldn't add that to the skit because
obviously
that is not school appropriate.
What was that for? Who did? Wait.
The psychiatrist part? The
psychiatrist part.
Yeah.
Wait, was it? Oh, I forgot about that part. Something with Cole, right? Like Cole was
his parents don't love him.
Oh,
everything's his fault.
Clearly we could not add that to the skit.
Sadly.
Yeah, Cole, this is all your fault.
I wouldn't blame Cole for that, but
shout out to Cole.
Now, there has been numerous times I wanted to add an abusive stepfather to one of our skits, but they always shoot that down for some reason.
For some reason. We can never seem to add domestic abuse to our videos.
That's weird, guys.
I don't know.
Sorry, I'm actively searching for the lost video.
Yeah, it should just be called Lost Video, a Lost Episode or something.
Lost
like that.
Episode. This might take me a moment. By the way, you have 133 views on A Christmas Carol. Well, no, a not-so-Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
By the way, did you turn my mic up?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I know yeah, never mind.
We have a video of just Aiden slipping and falling, I guess.
Salesman Jim, what are you doing here?
This is my...
The heck?
Okay. I don't know if they can hear it, but...
I'm salesman Jim. Jim, what are you doing here? This is my flashback.
I think people are more interested in this. It's just him falling. It's great.
It's my flashback.
It's my flashback.
I forgot about that. We had a whole little trailer planned where it was just you guys doing a trailer and then like you're recapping everything and then Jim just appears in the trailer and starts stealing it.
It was fun.
It's like one of them like do-do-do-do-do-do and then you're like doing the flashback and he's like, I'm Salesman Jim.
I'm Salesman Jim.
That's great.
Yes. That was going to be a video that eventually turned into Opposites.
Was it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, true. It was.
Yeah.
So why were you talking about Joseph Stalin earlier?
I was not. I was not. This is a joke.
So just talking about some of the history here, since me and Corbin are both here. Our first project was actually a Scrooge-based video, similar to a Not-So-Christmas Carol.
I've actually never seen that.
Yeah, I would put it on, but I don't want to run all the way over there and download it and deal with that stupid YT downloader. But yeah, basically the premise is that, well, I wanted us to advertise our upcoming podcast. So I was thinking, like, what's the best way to introduce it? And I thought, what if I had Corbin act as if he was like a receptionist and bring back the guest for the podcast? And then Corbin, he didn't really want to be a receptionist. He wanted to be Scrooge.
By the way, this was like the following year after the story I just told about our video. So I was a bit hesitant at first.
Yeah. But he dressed up as Scrooge and he walked back and he did this voice.
Yeah. It was Christmas Spirit Week, but I was basically like, Mr. Davis, we're ready for you. Get in here. And that was it. Yeah.
It's a great voice.
Yeah, go watch Hayden Has a Challenger on our YouTube channel. And that's what the video is called.
It's great.
Yeah, it was a fun skit. And that's kind of what boosted a lot of our popularity with doing skits. So that was pretty much how it all started. And that was our first original project. But then we decided to kind of go a little further with adding in some different, I guess, like, guests in different ways. Like Corbin, instead of being Scrooge, he'd be like a police officer, and instead of being Luke, it was Reagan, and that was Runaway Reagan.
Yeah, or the drill sergeant one with Tommy. That was like our second, I think.
Yeah,
they also did a firefighter calendar. If you want to see that, you can buy it on Amazon.
Oh. But yeah, we just kind of always copy and pasted the similar format. But we just pushed it to further and further extremes.
Very fun.
I'm going to go check if we have any other videos.
I feel like we had a few more queued up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we had the podcast ones.
All right.
Podcasts. Shout out to...
That's true. We have podcasts.
Shout out to
Welcome
current podcasts.
Welcome to the Jackson High School Creative Media Podcast.
Your podcast for all things surrounding Jackson High School clubs and events.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, let's go!
Yeah!
Yeah!
So this is the first episode of our Creative Media Podcast, which is kind of taking the place of our Ironman Esports Plus podcast, if any of you ever watched that. I'm Dylan Euler.
I'm Luke Davis.
And I'm Corbin Wilbur.
So Creative Media, for those of you who may not know, is essentially esports media, if you know what that is. But basically, we make like a lot of different types of skits, advertising things, and clubs going on in Jackson High School.
There we go. We're back.
Yeah, we make a lot of different skits and podcasts.
Yeah.
Shout out to the podcasters.
Shout out to Adrian Sharp and Luke Davis.
Yeah, so tell us how the podcasting side of things have been this year.
I think you'd know more than I would.
Yeah, we've actually had a lot of trouble getting podcasters for different esports events, which is really a shame because esports from last year to this year is really... The amount of people that were interested, we went from having a classroom full to having to go to the gym and fill a side of the bleachers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really gone up. It's just availability with the fall play and everybody doing things after school. We haven't really had time for that. Well, podcasting has been okay, but shoutcasting has taken a hit.
Yeah, which is a disappointment, but I'm sure you guys will bounce back from it eventually. Yeah. We always had trouble with getting shoutcasters to attend all the events, and setting up the equipment is always a disaster.
Yeah.
It's so hard to stream games. Like, you wouldn't think it would be that difficult, but it really is.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much more to it than just like, here, we put up a camera, we put up our audio. With games, you got to capture their like actual gameplay.
I'm not for sure how many people we have that know how to do that. Like,
yeah.
I personally don't know how to set it up. Cole tried to do it with me one time last year. Shoutcasting, not. And, yeah, that did not work out.
Yeah. It can be tricky.
Somehow it got harder when we got to college. I don't know how.
Yeah. I think we've just tried to up our level of, like, what we do. Try to make it more professional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a tricky area. I think we have one other podcast segment I can go ahead and play.
Oh, yeah. It's from the new podcast this year. Well, season 2 of Creative Media Podcast.
Now streaming on Hulu.
Yeah.
Season 2.
Hopefully on Spotify soon. Have we still been getting them on Spotify?
I believe so.
Nice.
Spirit Tea. I have no idea. It's spelled S-P-I-R-I-T-T-E-A. So it's on the 13th of November.
Next we have Coral Island.
I'm looking forward to all that. Since I do have both a PlayStation and an Xbox, I'm
cringe. I'm rocking what? PS4 and Xbox 360, Switch, and all that stuff. So
yeah, I have a Switch. I have a Xbox Series S and a PS4. I'm still working on getting a 5, but
I'm also working on getting a 5 right now.
Yeah,
I've got my PS5.
I'll have to wait until I get access to better internet connection. But coming up, I think isn't it this Friday we do the ASVAB?
Yeah.
Oh. So the ASVAB's coming up. If you don't know what that is, it's basically like a test.
So yeah, that was another one of their podcasts. How many have they done this year?
I think we've five, maybe?
Five, I
think.
I was going to say four or five.
I think five.
Yeah, podcasts are an interesting area. I used to be our podcast host, so I remember a good bit about how the podcasts are produced and the style of, like, adding the video to get it on YouTube. That was something I had originally come up with because I was like, I don't want to just release this to Spotify. So I'll just go ahead and put an image over it and make it a video. They actually have had a solid amount of viewers from what I remember.
Yeah, we had
200s.
Yeah, we had one podcast that did better than some of our videos for the skits, which, I mean, I wouldn't say it's surprising, but good
for
overall.
Yeah, Iron Man Esports Plus was definitely something.
Yeah, Iron Man Esports Plus, such a longer and unnecessary name, too. Ironman Esports Plus. Well, no, that wasn't it. It was Jackson High School Ironman Esports Plus.
Really?
Rolls off the tongue. Really?
Oh. Jackson High School Ironman Esports Plus podcast.
Now on Hulu.
So what's next for the new cast and crew and podcast of Creative Media?
Well, we have a couple ideas that are coming up, two really big projects. We still want to get the idea that you had done for the film festival. So we might just be focusing on 3 entire videos, the rest of the second half, and publishing parts, like part 1, part 2, like you guys did for Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
So the next video we're going to be working on is The Amazing Gym.
The Amazing Gym.
I was talking to Dylan about this the other night, and so basically, we're going to have a couple of our guys. They're going to be walking down the street, downtown Jackson. They see a show being advertised for a magician, The Amazing Jim. And they end up sneaking backstage. They see that he's doing some stuff with the magic that is quite frightening. And they end up trying to stop him. So that's going to be really good. And the second is a short film that we're not doing for the film festival, but just as a huge project. We've been working on the script a little bit. our free time.
Blue guy.
Blue guy. Yeah, blue guy, red guy, yellow guy, green guy. And what that's going to be is more of a horror short movie. We're aiming for about in-game length, 20-some minutes. And whenever we get the time, whenever the rest of us can start driving, me, who doesn't have my license.
Do you have your license, Jim?
Soon.
Whenever he decides to go get it, he can get it now.
You just got to wake up and go take a test
today
and not be sick.
And so we're going to involve the hometown a lot in that. There's going to be a monster that's terrorizing the town.
Is it like the Gym Man or something?
No, this is... we're taking a more serious...
The Loch Ness Gym.
A more serious tone to this. Like kind of how the first episode of Preston's Ghost went.
Yeah.
Maybe not that cut and dry, but something like that. And then the third, we'll leave that up to when the film festival comes around. Because I definitely still want to get that done, because that was a good idea.
Yeah, I like that idea. It'll be fun if we can actually make that happen, because it's kind of like, it was intended to be the combination of two different worlds, but the second world never actually got built. So it's more of just like a nice trip to a bigger, larger location, like creative media into the city. Yeah. But it's not a city, it's a college.
We've definitely gone from the beginning of the year to where it was really a hot mess to we're getting into a flow now, which is where I want to get part two of The Outsiders done, not really wrap that up because I'm not ending that, but and get finished Preston's Ghost, and then we're going to work on those three big projects. So it's going to be a lot of fun now that we're getting the swing of things. And yeah,
well, it's exciting, and we'll definitely follow along to what you guys produce.
If we do end up doing that crossover, yeah, I'll probably just throw in some random like stuff that happened.
Well, we appreciate you guys coming out today, and that's about all our time. So this was the creative media team.
One more thing.
The thing at the end.
Oh yeah,
go ahead. Paper.
Yeah. So Dylan brought to my attention not too long ago that I had pulled out in front of Jen on the road, and I was confused at first, but I think I know what instance it was, and if it was near AutoZone, I'm sorry for pulling out in front of you, Jen. I thought that you were letting me go because you kind of like stopped for a bit. So like, yeah, sorry for almost hitting your car.
Corbin does what he wants.
Yes.
We just have all these notes about what to talk about, and then right at the bottom we have Corbin publicly apologized to Jim.
Yeah.
With quotation marks, because he's not sorry. Corbin does what he wants.
Yeah, I'm not sorry. I should have made that turn slower.
Cause a crash.
God. But yeah. Sorry.
All right. Well, all right. That was our episode, and thank you everyone for watching. We'll be back tomorrow.
Peace.
Bye-bye.